Hey guys, okay, this is Indulge Me Again. This is H-Town Fifi. H-Town Fifi and Jermaine Watson and Elle. Yeah.
What is this?
Something's not right.
And, oops, what's not right? Oh. Okay, and today we will be talking about dating in 2019. And since I currently have no experience with this, I will be the moderator and I will be the one asking the questions. Okay, so we're just going to take the camera off of me for
a
little while.
Oh, wow. Elle, you're over here ready for a nap.
Okay, so.
A nap or a snack?
Both. Okay, so first question. What is hard about dating in 2019?
What is hard? There's a lot hard out here right now.
Wait.
Can we be serious for a minute? Okay. Just saying. Even at work, you don't know. But,
you stupid.
Mood edition.
You
just
caught
this.
So, all right. So, fun to focus. What I would say is difficult about dating in 2019 is all the pretense. Like, you don't know what to expect. You're trying to get to know the people. Mm-hmm. Phone conversations are like dead. Everybody just wants to text. Mm-hmm. So, I'm a talker. I've found myself falling into the norm of the now mm-hmm. with just primarily texting people because that's what they like to do. So I just feel like conversing, it's just dead. Like, people don't know how to have conversations. So I find
just real quick, remember like back in the day when you like somebody and you're on the phone for hours yeah. and hours and hours and you're just like, you're in the most random how do you say it? Positions at home, just all under the bed, all in the closet, just talking
Wait,
and just having.
Yes, I was like, what the fuck? You holding out?
You know, like I'd be laying all up there on the phone, just having a good old conversation, about to fall off and shit. Just like all sitting on the washing machine, just because you're so into the conversation, and you're getting to know each other. But now it's not like that anymore. It's like texting, and you feel like, oh, we text 5 times, I know everything about you.
Right, and then the tones in the text message can be conveyed all wrong. So, like, for me, I think that's the most difficult part, just this whole lack of communication, like, orally. So, it's like, to me, that's really difficult.
Okay, Jermaine.
Oh, the most difficult thing about dating in 2019, or I should say in the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's actually not the texting. Not for me. I think it is the expectation of sex.
Ooh,
And I think there's an expectation that you're going to have sex early on, mm-hmm. and then from the sex, you'll decide whether or not a relationship is warranted.
Right.
Ooh, so it's like kind of flipped.
Uh-huh. And for me, you know, I'm a little older. You know, we would say, you know, we're dating. Mm-hmm. We're dating. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're exclusive,
right,
but we are dating. We're trying to get to know each other. And sex wasn't even on the table.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And now, nah, sex is a requirement.
Right.
And dating comes afterwards. And that to me is a little difficult because I'll tell people up front, I'm trying to get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then, yeah.
Okay, so actually, I can time out. So,
turns
so since you said that, that is actually like one of the things that scares me about dating. Like, if I were to like get out there and start dating, like, I'm like, I don't want to have sex at all because I'm scared. Like, I've only been with one person. Like, just like having to be intimate with somebody else, it's like, I want to, but I wouldn't do it because I let my fear take over. And like trying to date in 2019 and knowing that people, like, they do expect you to have sex. Like, I have friends who they date and it's like they're having sex on the first date and it's like that's just normal. And I that's not something that I would be, I think, able to do. Dating in, you know.
Nah, I can do it. But
surely.
That's not what I want. I mean, and I think I told both of you, like, recently, like, that's exactly what happened. But going into it, like, nah, that wasn't what I wanted.
Right.
And I think the fact that we ended up having sex is what kind of ruined things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I often ruin things that way. But I also have almost no impulse control with stuff like that. I try not to think too deep into things. So, you know, it's just like, oh, okay, it's not that big of a deal. And after the fact, it's like, well, wait a minute.
But see, those are like those one-off situations. But when you think about, in general, people just want to have sex like early on like that and not actually get to know you. It's like, it's scary, really.
But to me, it's like, in some of those situations, maybe it's just casual sex. You know, not even dating at all. Like, some people just want to have sex, period.
And I get that, but that's why, that's like, well, I told you last time, like, you can always have that person who, like you fuck with them, mm-hmm. and so you don't mind being friends with benefits. Mm-hmm. Some people don't believe in that. But, I mean, I don't feel like there would be anything wrong with that, especially if you have, like, an agreement. That way you're still getting
some.
I feel like she's pointing at me again.
Actually, I thought she was pointing at me.
I was pointing at you. No, I wasn't pointing at you this time. I was pointing at him.
No, not this but time. She acknowledged that she was pointing at me last time.
No.
This time I wasn't pointing at you. But no, I feel you.
I don't do well with that, though. Like, I need an emotional connection with someone.
You can still have an emotional. Okay, so let me tell you this. My best friend, she started off with this guy, just friends with benefits. Like, they started being friends, and she liked him. They were cool, but it was just like, we just want sex. And they were both dating other people. Now, eventually, though, they actually she started to develop feelings for him. And he was like, yeah, nah, I just want to fuck. And for her, it was like, okay. But then later on, then he started having feelings for her. And she was like, nah, I'm good now because I'm really dating somebody that I really like. And so, I don't know. I get what you're saying, though. But I feel like to avoid having to deal with, like, now everybody just want to have sex. Like, if you have somebody on the side, just.
Oh, you okay. Well, yeah, I get you.
That way you won't feel pressured. That's why you won't feel pressured. You know what I'm saying? Which brings me to my next question. Do you feel pressured?
For what?
To be dating in 2019.
No.
I don't feel pressured to be dating in 2019, but I do feel sort of convicted now. Okay. So, like, just for how my thought process works and how I am, it's just like, I'm always fun and lighthearted and try not to take anything too serious. So, I don't feel pressure, but I do feel convicted. Like, okay, you kind of want to be in this direction for, you know, 5 more years.
So then, do you feel pressure from your biological clock?
No, absolutely not. Bakery's closed.
No, okay. Maybe I'm not saying this right. Not to have more kids, but, like, we're getting older. Okay.
Not the dating part, but the relationship part. Like, yeah. I feel like my best years.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, yeah.
Okay. I feel like that's for me too. Okay.
I feel like we're rushing through this conversation.
Oh, no, we don't have to rush. Let's talk about it. Okay, so
what? No. It was just, no, I honestly feel like, because of everything that's happening in terms of, I don't know, social media or whatever, like, there's just a rush for sex. And no one is really, 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 truly looking for a relationship. Mm-hmm. They just want to have sex. Mm-hmm. And even if they are looking for a relationship, then the other person is looking for sex. Right. And yeah. So there's always this mixed match. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, at what point is somebody really going to just be honest and just say, this is what I want? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as a result, I think a lot of people play games. Like, yeah. Oh, this person is really looking for a relationship, yes. But I want to have sex, so I'm going to tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. I guess for me, it's like, okay, sometimes do people absolutely know what they want? You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of age has a lot to do with some of it, but just even me personally, like, I might feel like today I'm okay with just being a leaf in the wind. Tomorrow it's like, no, you might need to kind of settle down. So, mm-hmm. You know, part of it is just knowing what you want.
Right.
You know, to me, it's always been easier not being too serious about anything because you are a lot less likely to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you do be like, okay, I'm open, I'm willing, I'm going to just settle down, I'm going to do this, and you get hurt, you know, that kind of turns you off from mm-hmm. that. So it's like, mm-hmm. well, if I'm just kind of one toe in, double dutching, yeah. I can't really get hurt because I'm controlling the game.
Right.
So I guess a big part of it is, you know, again, do people really know what they want? Or are right. they willing, like you said, to admit, hey, this is what I want.
Right. So. Right. Anything else on that? Okay. Deal breakers for dating in 2018. Like, what will you go for? And what will you like? You're like, no, I'm not going for that at all.
No job. No motivation.
What's it? I
agree with that. I wouldn't even. It was just a me thing. Like, for real, for real, for real.
No job. No motivation. Mm-hmm. No willingness to even want more out of life.
Ooh. Then all of a sudden, I realize what's going on here.
Honestly, I gotta roll with y'all. Like, you ain't got no W-2s. I can't fuck with you. I can't, you know.
And you know, and sometimes lack of transportation. Sometimes it depends on the person, but lack of transportation can hinder potential growth.
To me, that's a locale thing. I mean, down here, that's a big deal in the South. But if we were in New York or something like that, nobody gives a crap if you got a car or not. You
know? I mean, I wouldn't have a car if I lived in New York.
Right. So, yeah. But since because of where we are, yeah, that's kind of. Kind of a deal.
I saw this post once and it was about dating in Houston mm-hmm. and it's like one of the things was if you ain't got no car just give it up for dating because it's like somebody you're talking to may live all the way on the north side and it's dirty over there but it's like trying to come all the way to the southwest it's like traffic and stuff that's like maybe that could be an hour drive and it's like so I'll never see you because you ain't got no car come on yeah but for me personally, I don't know if I would make that a deal breaker because it might be somebody who you really, really are connected to. Or
somebody
like.
That's in transition.
But like I said, like it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Because I've been with people who didn't have a vehicle, but they were a go-getter. You know what I'm saying? And so like there were certain things that compensated for it. So.
Mm-hmm. Deal breakers. What's another deal breaker?
Lack of intimacy. Lack of intimacy, like I need that affection. Like my last relationship dissolved behind lack of intimacy. You know, that's really, really important.
Yeah.
Like,
and some people say, "Oh, that's not important," but that's because it is important because it's like, especially if you're committed to that person, and you don't want to step out of the relationship, step outside of the relationship, and so if you're not getting that intimacy, that can be a problem.
Especially if it's like that. Honestly, I could deal with not having sex, but if you can't
let me touch you, mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I can't hold you, or you hold me, or kiss, or whatever, like all of that to me is that'll hold me.
Yeah.
For a while, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'll hold me.
Yep.
I think you were one of the only people that understood me. I heard about you a lot in my last relationship. Mr. Watson can give you everything you're looking for because he'll hold your hand and touch you. I ain't doing that. Well, guess what? He's here and, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so.
It ain't at all sexual.
Suburban.
I feel it like there are, and I think you're right too because Travis is the same. Like, he just wants to touch me all the time and I'm working on that.
Uncomfortable. You're saying it.
No, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's just, like what I was telling you the other day, like you can't even rub my feet when I ask you, when I've had like a long day and it's been doing so much, but then you want, you know, it's like little stuff like that. Not being considerate of my needs sometimes, and I feel like Virgos are good.
Wait a minute. Did you say Virgos? I
was just kidding. I guess, yeah, not being considerate of my feelings, that would be a deal breaker. And not every time. Sometimes it's like, okay, look, I don't feel like it today. But when you need it the most, it's like you should know me enough to know when I need certain things.
Okay. But, you know, at the same time, as women, and I'm guilty of this, sometimes we think because that we're in sync with the person that we're with, you got to be able to be vocal enough to say, this is what I need. Yes, yeah. They should know.
Yeah.
But give them room for human error and be like, hey, give them opportunity to disappoint you when you say it and they just not do it versus just expecting them to read your mind.
Yeah.
You know, I find that difficult to do.
Oh, I do too. I'm talking. But but oh, make no mistake, I have failed tremendously at saying this is what I need from you.
But you know what? It's not because I'm afraid to say it. It's because...
No, if you tell me no, I'm going to go fuck over on you. Like, and it's gonna be clear.
I'm afraid of the anger that will come out.
Mm-hmm. Of that person or from you?
From me. Okay. Especially if you still say no. That's that, like.
So saying no in the moment or just through their actions moving forward? Because some people might
say
no.
In the moment.
Okay. See, I wouldn't be mad about no in the moment because I've learned that sometimes, like, in the moment, people will say some mean things. And some hurtful things, or and sometimes you just gotta like, okay, they don't mean that. But then through their actions, if they're still not willing to, you know,
how do I say this? There are very few times where the things that I say will piss people off, because if I say it, I've thought about it 5, 10, 15 different times to make certain that I'm saying it in just the right way to where you get it. And you're not mad about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Even in your conversation, I know this, you often say, how can I put this?
Yeah.
Like, well, that is, I think it's a Virgo thing with the being overly analytical. Unfortunately, my side of it, sometimes the words come out, you know, but lots of other things I overly process and overly think about. But sometimes in conversation, I'm just like word vomit. But I absolutely agree with you, right? You do that a lot.
Yeah, you do.
To where I've conditioned myself to start doing it sometimes. Now, like, okay.
No, you do it too. No, you'll say permission to be.
Right, yeah. Permission to speak candidly.
Yeah, freely.
I was about to say some fuck shit, and I don't want you to hate me.
Okay, so dating in 2019. So we've said that people expect sex, and they expect, they want, it's like fast paced dating, like, oh, we're gonna
speed
text
dating.
Yeah. And not actually get to know each other. So in the midst of all that, how do you deal with, because we're human, how do you deal with being lonely?
Did she just call me lonely? I think she just called me lonely.
Drink and eat. Drink, eat, Netflix.
Exercise. Honestly, so exercise. Who the hell does that? That's dumb. So dealing with being lonely, I don't know if I would say I'm lonely. I don't know if I'm at that point yet.
I'm talking about in the bed.
Sometimes you just want to cuddle and hold and touch.
If y'all tell anybody, I'll kill you. But we get like, she's like, you tell everybody. But no, it does happen. Like, man, I just, some big old chocolate muscles. Just, I wish you was in this bed. So, no, coping with loneliness, honestly, I find hobbies. I keep good friends close, things like that. You know,
to masturbation.
Intense masturbation. to kind of distract yourself from those things. I mean, and a lot of that stuff is fleeting, you know, because the longing is still going to be there. It is, but you get through it because, I mean, you know, if you have a W-2 and you're working, you don't have a whole lot of time to just be fucking laying around thinking about all the fucking loneliness that you're in because you're trying to get a check. Like, no.
Okay.
So you keep yourself occupied.
Okay. So right now, 2019, at our current age, what are you looking for in the people that you're dating?
Stability.
Okay.
Consistency.
I was gonna say that too.
Consistency. And just to be honest, just being open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to try something different, because I feel like at this juncture, a lot of people are set in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
And not looking to change or try anything new or different. I like the idea of an adventure. So mm-hmm. just being willing to be open, you know, and try mm-hmm. something different.
Okay. I'm looking for someone to make me laugh. Because I just love to laugh. Okay. What is your ideal date?
Okay, ideal as in not necessarily realistic.
Okay.
Step outside. Pick me up. We flying to some destination. We enjoying the city for the night, the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come right back.
Okay. That can be realistic. Because both of you have W-2s.
both of you. Oh, that is so sexy.
That is. You know what? And I'm not going to lie. I love stuff like that. Even when it's with your family. Like when me and Travis take the kids and we just go for a weekend. It's almost like it refreshes you. Your mind, your spirit, all that. Mm-hmm. And it makes coming back to that dirty ass school. Okay. You know? Okay. All right, so Leticia, what is your ideal date?
My ideal date would be my lover whisking me away to a deserted beach.
Okay.
And not deserted as in stranded, we're on some lost type stuff, but just nobody else is on the beach but us.
Okay.
And we have just a quiet picnic, nobody there with us, some soft music. Yeah. Some good wine and just talk and play games and just listen to the waves and maybe get nude and go into the water and just enjoy each other.
Okay.
Like that's my. So how about you? That's a question that you can answer your ideal date.
So I'm gonna be a little more realistic, but
it
is realistic, but something that is like attainable now. One thing that I'm just going to speak on like Travis, one thing that I love, I guess it's not realistic right now, but, you know, when, like you said, when you have a W-2, you can do more things, but right now, if like we were to go on a date, like I love when he drives me around and just like, it's like manly, you know, I don't know. It's just like, babe, look, this is what we're about to do. Just chill, just relax. And like he like leads the date, I guess. And I just I don't know, I just ever since I first started dating him when I was like in high school, when he would drive and I would be in the passenger seat and just seeing him like just take the lead. Like, I don't know. That's it's just something so sexy about that.
You have a dominant personality.
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I think just we crave that. Mm-hmm. Like somebody that can take charge. So
yeah.
I'm with you on
so
that.
Any type of date as long as he's taking charge. I like that. That would be sexy, yeah. Okay. What?
No, okay, so like I'm sitting here and I'm just like, okay, throughout basically all of my 30s, my 40s, a good part of my 20s, like that's all that I did.
Take the lead?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so like at a certain point, it's like sometimes like...
You want somebody else to do it.
Yep.
So because I've been the one taking the lead all the time, all the time, it's like to have somebody, because then it means that also you thought about me
mm-hmm.
and you thought something through, or even if you didn't, you can fake it a little bit like you did, you know, and just, you know, it's just, I don't know, it makes you feel good, I guess, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, life is tough, and I mean, constantly having your hands on the wheel all the time is hard,
mm-hmm.
so just being able to just be like, okay. I'm just releasing everything.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put this seat back and just let you do it all. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care what we do. You just lead the way. Yeah. Okay. I think I asked y'all everything on here. Do you guys have anything to add about dating in 2019?
It's fucked up.
Okay, can
I turn DPC?
Can I say, like, I think if I were to start dating in 2019, I already said about, like, scared about the whole sex thing, but also just having to, like, start over.
Starting over is a scary proposition at any age. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At any time. I should say.
Yeah. Just think about your breakups, even as a teenager, feel like the end of the fucking world.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel like my breakup would be the end of the world. I don't know. I feel like I'd be able to handle that. It's not that. It's about, as like with me, like about my weight and not feeling confident in myself and then having three kids. It's like, will somebody even want to date me? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I know people want to have sex. But I mean, want to get to know me and be in a relationship and grow with me and, you know, other than just, oh, she got three kids, she fat. That's one of the things that also, it doesn't scare me because that's realistic, that's real life, but it does make me feel like now I just have to settle.
I think that's internal.
I was just about to say, it could do something totally different to you as well. It could give you motivation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Honey, trust me. I don't think you realize how beautiful you are. Well, and I'm not telling you that because you're my friends, bitch. I'd be like, girl, you so smart. I would not be telling you you're pretty at all. So girl, your toes are so cute.
You stupid.
Trust me, everybody has types. And just because granted, whatever you see the best version of you, that's personal. But don't think that just because I got a couple of extra around whatever area of your body that means somebody's not going to want you, baby. I was 270 pounds, and I still was on, I promise you. And then I'm not just talking about sex. Mm-hmm. So don't ever feel like that. I mean, if it's a personal goal, go after the body that you want for you. But that's, like I said, that's personal. Don't think, oh, nobody's going to want me, it's going to be hard because I'm overweight.
Okay. I will work on that internally.
Okay. Stay behind my head at 271. I'm still flexible.
Okay.
I'm on them shoulders.
I'm dating in 2019.
Skinny me and like a big woman, I promise you. No big dudes would ever talk to me. Really? When I was even heavier, not a one. They wouldn't be interested, but the skinny men.
I can't speak for all people, but I can say that most people like the opposite of what they are.
Yeah. I was happy to finally get some meat. Think of something these days. Right. All the skinny men.
Okay. Is that it? For dating in 2019?
Yep, this was 30 minutes.
Yay. Now, did you ever watch that show, though, Love Is on OWN?
I did not.
Because I know Blake kept telling you about it. Mm-mm. Or she didn't. I know I kept telling you about it. Love Is.
She may have.
Okay. Can I ask? Okay. Was dating in the early 2000s, late 90s, is it different than it is now?
Yep.
Do you miss it?
Yep.
Okay. And the reason why I ask, because in the show Love Is, it was all about dating in the 90s. And when I first watched it, I was like, man, this is too unrealistic. Like, I don't watch this. But then when I really watched it, I was like, wait, this is the way dating is supposed to be. Like, you're supposed to get to know each other by talking and seeing each other and not just, you know, how we do it now. Okay, does dating in 2019 scare you for your children?
Oh, God. Yeah. It does.
Okay. And maybe because you have a son. You have daughters. So, and I have sons too. But even with my sons, I've fallen into that. Well, they're going to have sex, whatever. But my daughter, it scares me for her.
I'm not so concerned about her having sex.
I don't even mean sex, though.
Yeah.
I mean just like her heart. But I care about Tariq's and TJ's heart too. I just feel like their dad is, because I don't have experience to teach her. You know what I'm saying?
She'll have aunties with lots of experience.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I guess I don't be thinking about that. But
well, let me say this: most guys don't really have conversations with their sons about that.
Really?
Most of the conversations is go have sex.
Okay.
have sex with as many people as you can before you get married. Yeah. That's what you're told. Yeah. So you grow up thinking it's okay to have sex with as many people as possible.
Okay.
Honestly.
So when you're royal,
yeah,
as they say.
And they were real explicit when I was growing up. They were real explicit about doing it before marriage. Mm-hmm. But then when you get older, you realize they all cheat. Okay. And then when you get even older, you realize that their wives were cheating too.
Okay. Okay, guys. All right. Well, that is it for dating in 2019. Let's just.
I feel like you feel disheartened. Like what the fuck is happening?
So you're so melancholy now. Like, come on.
Okay.
Still.
All right. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Indulge Me. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to us from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact us directly by emailing indulgeme2018@gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to indulgeme2018@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to Indulge Me.